Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today we're continuing our Lenten series on Formation Foundations with Common House by further exploring texts. We are gleaning from the wisdom of Richard Foster, and we're reading a selection from his book, The Celebration of Discipline. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. One word of caution is in order. Do not be overwhelmed or discouraged by all the books you have not read. Remember that the key to the discipline of study is not reading many books, but experiencing what we do read. One word of caution is in order. Do not be overwhelmed or discouraged by all the books you have not read. Remember that the key to the discipline of study is not reading many books, but experiencing what we do read. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? One word of caution is in order. Do not be overwhelmed or discouraged by all the books you have not read. Remember that the key to the discipline of study is not reading many books, but experiencing what we do read. In this last reading, Consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. One word of caution is in order. Do not be overwhelmed or discouraged by all the books you have not read. Remember that the key to the discipline of study is not reading many books, but experiencing what we do read. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for the many ways you renew our minds and transform our lives. May the choices we make about what we read and how we read move us in the direction of the experiences that lead to our transformation from the inside out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.